You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Lee Warren, the director of the Organic Growers School. Welcome back.
It's great to be here.
So it's always fun to hear what Organic Growers School is up to, and based on the weather outside today, it's not spring yet, but the spring conference is coming up quickly. Can you remind our listeners what you do with Organic Growers School and what is the Spring Conference?
Yes. So I am the executive director of the best little nonprofit in Asheville called Organic Growers School. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit with a mission to inspire, educate, and support people to live, farm, and garden organically. We sort of envision everyone having their hands in the soil, everyone having something to do with organic food, organic growing on some level. We'd love to see a chicken in a garden and an orchard in every single yard. And we run year-round programs. We specifically train adults. We have a whole division that where we do farmer training programs, and we train farmers in everything from production systems to holistic financial planning and enterprise management and marketing, so to help them move into successful and viable farm businesses. And then we run a year-round suite of programs specifically for folks who are trying to grow in their backyard or in a community garden or in a pot on their windowsill, or who just want to be more connected to the sustainable agriculture community. And the Organic Growers School Spring Conference is an annual event. It was the very first thing Organic Growers School did 26 years ago. About 100 people gathered together and said, we want a regional conference, one that specifically talks about growing in the western North Carolina mountains and the southern Appalachian mountains. You know, those far-flung ag conferences are expensive, and they're talking about growing tomatoes on the coast of North Carolina, which is a completely different beast than growing tomatoes in the Appalachian mountains. So those folks got together, started the spring conference, and 26 years later, we still have this amazing resource. It's an annual event. We have more than 150 classes over 3 days at the very beginning of March. So it's a great way to kick off the growing season. And another great thing about it is that our tracks of classes, there's 17 tracks of classes to choose from in 4 time slots, both on Saturday and Sunday. And they're put together by community leaders. We call them track leaders, and they're volunteers, and they're experts in their field. So we have lots of grassroots community input to create the schedule. It's really more than a conference. It's a community. It's a family. It's a reunion. It's a way to network with anybody interested in any aspect of land-based living or sustainability.
There are some things about the conference that are different this year. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the big difference is that our venue for the event, we have been historically for the last 10 years, we've been at University of North Carolina, Asheville, and we are moving to the Mars Hill University in Mars Hill, North Carolina. And before people get nervous that that's so far away, it's 20 minutes north of downtown Asheville. Super close. It's sort of the first exit off 26, exit 11 as you're going north. And we're super excited about this because we have more flexibility about the classroom sizes. We have more flexibility about the parking, and we have more centralized indoor locations for our vendors and our classroom spaces. And it's a more affordable venue for us, which as a nonprofit helps us keep our prices really low. We are the lowest cost event of its kind anywhere in the Southeast. So we want to be affordable, and this venue change is really helping us do that. And we're loving the people we're working with at Mars Hill, and we think it's just going to be a great location.
I've had the privilege of attending the Organic Grower School as a volunteer and as a presenter and as an attendee, and I love it so much. I always look forward to it, in part because it feels like a reunion of sorts to get to see all your old friends. But if it's okay to share the story, the year that I presented, one of my chickens got sick the night before, and so I was really tired. I was up late with my chicken, and I didn't know what was wrong with her, and I didn't know what she needed. And I realized after I finished teaching my workshop that the poultry track was meeting next door. And so I ran next door and immediately was face to face with a poultry expert who was able to diagnose my chicken in less than 5 minutes by asking me questions. And then I was able to go home and do something about it. And it was just so awesome. And I thought, gosh, like, how often do I get to walk into a space and be surrounded by experts on animals, plants, herbs, soil, and be able to ask questions of any of these people who really are my friends and neighbors, but that I might not get to see so often. So that's my personal experience. But I'm curious to hear what you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, I love that story, Emma. Thank you. And I think to just piggyback on that, we are so wealthy in this region. And by wealthy, I mean just blessed with an amazing amount of resources that are these instructors, that is this community, that we have such an emphasis and we're such a magnet for sustainability and regenerative agriculture, that we have some of the world's best experts in our region, and specifically folks who know what it's like to be doing these things in our region. So when you look at our schedule and there's 150 classes, just one is better than the next. So that really helps me also remember what a rich community we have. And in terms of what I'm most excited about, I would say the pre-conference workshops are a full day on Friday. So the conference is March 8th, 9th, and 10th. And the 9th and the 10th are at Mars Hill University with 17 tracks of classes in 4 time slots on each day. And I can say more about the tracks. But the pre-conference workshops are scattered around mostly Buncombe County and Mills River, and there's 4 of them this year. And it allows participants to go into a deeper dive with a teacher that they might not have access to in this context in another way, because we bring folks from outside the region or we highlight a topic that not everyone can get to all the time. So I'm really excited about bringing Peter Bain. He's teaching a full-day workshop on finding, buying, and loving the land, how to hone your skills for land assessment, site design, and planning if you're either looking to buy land or you've bought land and you're trying to develop it for a homestead or a farm. There's also a full-day workshop with Pam Dalling and Ira Wallace, who come from Central Virginia, and they're doing a class on year-round growing, which is really easy to do in our region because we have such a temperate winter. So we can be growing year-round here, and they will show folks how. And then Meredith Lee, who's sort of a regional celebrity, she actually lives here in the region. She's doing a full day on integrated animal agriculture. And then the 4th pre-conference workshop is John and Jonathan Todd, who are sort of world-renowned water specialists, and they're looking at pond restoration and healing the waters in our lives, and in agricultural contexts. So they're doing a whole day at Living Web Farm on that topic.
Would you talk a little bit more about what the tracks look like?
Yes. So for Saturday and Sunday, the conference, we're packed in with classes, and the 17 tracks of classes include community food, cooking, earth skills, 2 farmer tracks, one for beginning farmers and one for experienced farmers, gardening, herbs, homesteading, livestock, mushrooms, permaculture, pollinators, poultry, soils, sustainable forestry, sustainable living, and a thinking big track. So depending on a person's interest, they could stay in one track the entire day, or they could move around to different tracks based on their interest. And the schedule more or less repeats both days, so you have an opportunity to take a class that you might have missed the day before.
Well, if folks would like to learn more about the conference, to see your schedule, and to attend, where would you direct them to look?
OrganicGrowersSchool.org is our website, and we have a big, robust section on the spring conference. Just look for that. And then everything up there, instructor bios, class descriptions. We have scholarship information on there, ways to register, a kids program that we're doing this year. We had skipped a year, and now we're doing the kids program again. And the whole schedule is there, so all kinds of juicy bits they can find on the website. So come out and join us if you've never been before, or even if you're not a grower and you're sort of interested in what this community has to offer. It's just such an amazing event. We'd love to have you.
Great. Well, Lee, it's always great having you in the studio. Thank you for the massive amount of work that you put into this conference and into the Organic Growers School, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Emma.